station sponsor.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Australia has reached another significant milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, with the death toll surpassing 700. Another 59 fatalities have been confirmed in Victoria today. 50 of those occurred in July and August, with 9 in the past 24 hours. 650 of the deaths have been in Victoria. New South Wales has reported 52 fatalities, Tasmania 13, Western Australia 9, Queensland 6, South Australia 4, and the ACT 3. The Northern Territory is the only jurisdiction to have not reported any COVID-related deaths. The Victorian government has extended a moratorium on rental evictions until the end of March next year. It comes as the state's daily tally of new COVID-19 cases drops under 100 for the fourth time in 5 days. The moratorium temporarily bans most evictions in residential tenancies, and increases in rent will also be prohibited until the same date. Treasurer Tim Pallas says there is an ongoing need to support people who are struggling to pay their rent during the coronavirus pandemic.
So as they're feeling greater uncertainty in terms of their material circumstances, the one thing they shouldn't have to feel is that their home is at risk, their place of sanctuary, their place of security in the current environment.
In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has extended level 2 coronavirus restrictions for another 10 days in a bid to prevent a widespread second wave of COVID-19. Health authorities reported 5 new infections across the country today. 3 are community cases linked to the Auckland cluster. The other 2 are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Level 2 restrictions include limits on gatherings and mandatory face coverings on public transport. Ms. Ardern says the restrictions are essential to avoid an outbreak like that which has been seen in Victoria.
Lockdown must always be our last resort. We do not want Auckland or indeed the rest of the country pinging in and out of level 3. Staying on track to lift restrictions with confidence does mean taking a cautious approach now.
Facebook says it will block new political adverts in the last week before the US presidential election in November as part of a series of measures aimed at reducing misinformation and interference. Here's the BBC's James Clayton.
Mark Zuckerberg is a worried man. He knows that Facebook's moderation systems have a lag. Paid political adverts usually take time to analyse. Decisions around placing warnings on ads or even taking them down can take hours and even days. And close to election day, that could cause an enormous headache for Facebook as the heat ratchets up. Zuckerberg also flagged the period between voting and the declared result as a potentially dangerous time for the US. He identified this potential legitimacy vacuum as a setting for disinformation and civil unrest.
In sport, Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin says the Demons can still book an AFL finals berth despite their costly slip-up against Sydney last night. The loss blew an opportunity to consolidate their top eight spot, but Goodwin believes the team is still good enough for a premiership berth. And the North Queensland Cowboys have confirmed Todd Payton as the NRL club's new head coach. Payton will join the Cowboys on a 3-year deal beginning in 2021. He was previously a member of the club's coaching staff before moving to the New Zealand Warriors.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Currently 16.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 23 today, but we may not get there because it's now mostly cloudy. High chance of showers coming across the basin as we speak, and the chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening with light winds. The sun will set tonight at 20 minutes to 6 p.m., back up again at 10 minutes past 6 a.m. Forecast for the weekend and the rest of next week. Saturday, sunny, 10 to 23. Sunday, mostly sunny, 9 to 21. Monday, mostly sunny, 11 to 23. And Tuesday, warming up, mostly sunny again, 11 to 28. And the moon is a waning gibbous after full moon recently.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
It must be the wet roads. A few traffic issues to report. Macquarie Park, M2 motorway approaching Christie Road. A crash of a car. One of three eastbound lanes close. Lane 1. Ryde, Church Street approaching Morrison Road. A truck breakdown, leaving heavy traffic conditions. One of three northbound lanes close. Lane 1 there as well. At Clyde, James Bruce Drive approaching M4 motorway. A crash of a truck. And that's leaving one of three southbound lanes close. Lane 3 out in the middle. Please take care. Thornlea, Pennant Hills Road approaching Duffy Avenue, a breakdown of a semi-trailer, moderate traffic conditions, 1 of 3 southbound lanes closed, lane 1. And finally, Chatswood, Fuller's Road approaching Greyville Street, crash of a bus and a car, 1 of 2 westbound lanes closed, lane 1 again. 6 minutes past one, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners online, 90.5, to all sponsors of this greatest radio station ever exist. And thank you to our guest in studio, Tom Hitchcock from Purple Patch Consulting. We continue our conversation before we went for the break and the news. By the way, if you don't like the weather for next week, I asked Darren to Photoshop again the sun to put every day instead of the rain.
I think we need it for this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's all grizzly now.
Yeah, look, I was just planning today afternoon to take some photos, but, you know, it's raining. However, let's go continue conversation with our unique guest in studio, the man of many mysteries. We discovered the one mystery where he's coming from originally. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much for being very helpful. To our listeners, please join us on the Facebook Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and you can enjoy the conversation, audio, video, with our guest in studio, Tom Hitchcock. So, Tom, we spoke about mentoring before we take the break, and we agree now on this, what you're saying, that people should take it, everyone's come across, you know, I mean, to adopt and implement, even it's videos online or mainstream media or in a person to have the mentor. But this is not all what you're doing, you know, you're extending your services into sales training as well.
Yes, so recruitment is our forte. That's what we go in on. Primarily what we do. Behind that, we have a variety of business services. Obviously, mentoring's another one.
Yeah.
And it all combines up to the full consultancy package. Sales training has been a massive success for us, okay? Because obviously, if you revert back to what I was doing previously, with the call centres and train everyone up, and we had 127 staff at the time. It was a decent size operation. And what I've learnt over the years and working with some of the best in Sydney as well, so we work as a good unit. The sales training we do is absolutely spot on. It really does get people excited, gets them to find out their own level, and convert and to hit their deliverables, you know.
Sales are very quiet and tricky type of the business, any business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can have a good product, we can have the sexy voice like Darren and myself, and we have 2.9 million listeners this very moment. But the question might is, where do people fail in sales? Where do you see the business people fail in sales?
For me, it's about the stereotype of a salesperson. So the moment that people realize they're being sold to, your barriers go up. If you think you're being sold to, you might even want the product, but because someone's being too salesy and they've ticked all those boxes, you're just not going to let them have it. So it's all about authenticity. You have to be yourself. You have to be genuine. Your motivations are genuine, and that's how you get the sale across.
Just a thought for you, Tom. So is sales like dating? Once you actually come on strong, people want to push you away.
It's a perfect metaphor. And, you know, obviously when you play hard to get is quite a common trait in the dating game. And it's also there is one of the five sales emotions, which is fear of loss or indifference, you know. So it is a sales trigger. And, you can relate it to dating, absolutely.
So you can convert somebody like me to sell as well, right? Because I found difficult beginning to sell, you know what I mean? Then I realized whatever I read, whatever I see, whatever I try to learn about sales, it was a confusion because everybody was telling me a different story.
You just need to go on a date, that's all.
Okay, that's fine. But it sounds like a recruitment menu. Is that correct?
So the recruitment menu is actually our USP for Purple Patch Consulting. We've got a few components to the business, but we can't compete with the big boys, not yet anyway.
Yeah.
So USP.
A USP, so is our unique selling point.
Oh, unique selling point.
Okay, and And it's, so if you are unique from what you're doing, then you're not competing in a crowded market. We do that with every single thing that we do. And the recruitment menu is a massive part of that. So within recruitment, pretty much Australia-wide, it's one model. It's a percentage of the salary, the person that starts.
Okay. The question I have that outside the recruitment of your business, and yes. Darren and I, because, you know, Darren and I, we as like we're observing what's happening around us, and that's like we're truly privileged having you in the studio today. And, you know, in through our discussions and conversations with the other people, you know, I mean, in the studio and outside the studio, we can see there's a less and less job advertising on the market. Now, is it smart to somebody, you know, I mean, I've read the other lady, she sent 700 resumes in 1 month, you know, I mean, like to get any job, right? And I think myself, like, I know from my experience that when I was looking for the job, you know, I mean, you adjusting your resume to that role, but, you know, I mean, it doesn't make a sense because, you know, you just 60% of your resume is not your resume anymore. You just mumbo jumbling same thing over and over again.
Well, that's right. If you're sitting there saying, I think I can take that job,
yeah,
but if you're adjusting who you are, then you're not really the right person for that job.
That's correct. Eh?
Unless you can transform yourself, which most people can't overnight.
How do you see the market being hit by COVID-19?
The market is a recession-based market, so it's not candidate-driven anymore like it used to be. So if you were negotiating the salary and you were the right person for the role, you're in the driver's seat. Now you're not. It's the employers in the driver's seat because they have choices. So it's just switched the other way around.
Because of the number of the applicants?
Absolutely. There's an abundance of people. Obviously, specialisms are hard to fill, will generally remain hard to fill. Yeah. But it's very crowded. So my advice to job seekers out there is don't get despondent if you're not hearing back. There's just so many people applying for these roles right now. In relation to the CV point there, obviously, you don't tweak your CV so that you're a different person. You bring out to the so they can see the right attributes, which is genuinely you, for them to see, because you only get about 6 seconds on the CV to get up their attention.
So okay. How do you put this resume or CV in front of you? Like you can see, it's being heavily altered. Like, for example, I send my resume and you're looking for the, I don't know, for the pilot, right? I mean, a flight, let's just say commercial flights. But they are altered. I know the mechanics, I know the engineering and everything else. How do you spot that this person, that resume is not done good job, but doing that resume? And is there any repercussions? Or you blacklist that person? Or how does it work in recruitment industry, not by you?
Yes, so everything's worth those first 6 seconds. And there's the big no-nos, which everyone knows, which is massive gaps, spelling mistakes, bad grammar, formatted badly, all those
things. Okay, don't talk about my resume. We're talking generally speaking.
Yes, I wasn't going to name you, but, you know, as soon as you've walked into that.
6 seconds, I'm thinking it's like a date again.
Yes.
It's always dating it is. In my mind.
What's in my mind, yes.
Well, it's interesting you talked about emotions earlier. So it takes six seconds to get angry. Okay, it takes 6 seconds to create an emotion. Okay, so a potential employer will take 6 seconds to make their mind up pretty quickly if they're going to progress your CV to interview stage. Okay, that's all you've got. So you can, within that 6 seconds, the emotion of seeing a mistake, no, they're no good. They feel that person's substandard. Okay, but you must stand out. So you're talking about a pilot, you must pass what I would call a blink test. Okay, so this person's a pilot, I will read on, and you will get more than 6 seconds. You may still not get an interview because there's a whole load of pilots there.
Yes.
That's a different problem, but the first problem is to get past that 6 seconds.
So in summary, a 6 second test, and you're just sharing about the blink test.
And the blink test is when we do the career coaching, the blink test is our gauge whether we've done our job or not.
And is that a long blink or a short blink?
It's a blink.
A blink. Blink and you miss it. Make you saw yourself stand out.
Did you watch Johnny English movie?
Yes.
When he's in Mozambique and he's like slow motion, is like he's So Tom, when the people come to you, and let's go talk about COVID, what makes your agency unique in this first stage. You can train them how to actually apply for the job, not just to apply for the job, but, you know, train them how to apply for the job. Is that correct? Or am I?
Yes. So the experience that where this came from is, as a recruiter, we see hundreds to thousands of CVs, candidates over a period of time. Now, we need to put the, say, a shortlist on putting both of you two to a job.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going for that pilot job and both of you are qualified. And you're my shortlist out of the 200-300 that I've had in...
Shortlist at 200-300?
The shortlist wouldn't be the 200-300, but attached to that job, you'd have a number like that. Sometimes more, sometimes less, and just put it somewhere else. So you two are the lucky ones, okay? Now, I've got my job as a recruiter is to get you an interview. Okay, so I know what works and what doesn't work by client feedback constantly. And it's from that experience that we then do the other service with the career coaching, because you can make a CV look fantastic, but is it functional? Maybe, maybe not. You don't know. Okay, we know how it works. We know how to get interviews with people. We get you in front of people. That's what we're very good at, and it comes from that key experience.
Look, I just remind myself, you know, when I lost a job in 2009 GFC, you know, it was a terrible experience. You know, you come Monday morning with a coffee and like there's a white envelope and you know, handshake, and I was like, what's happened here? But I do remember, you know, applying for the jobs for the month or so and nobody was calling, and I was frustrated, you know what I mean? That was my actually that instigated in me to start my own business.
Yes.
And I know that it's not, look, I can be very compassionate and empathic with the people who lost their jobs because I know what they're going through.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't have the luxury to know anybody in the recruitment industry, you know what I mean? And I was told, but there was a job there, you should alter this and that, you know what I mean? It's like, well, how I can alter my resume to be an engineer like a Darren? Darren is an engineer. He's a smart man. He's educated, you know what I mean? But that's because I know a little mechanics doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I need to alter my resume for that point to get a job and they don't know how to do a job, or due to my knowledge and experience to actually people lose their lives. So in a COVID-19, you know, there is not many jobs and the people's going to look around and so on, but your coaching actually can prepare them for the, you know, for the future, because market's going to recover sooner or later. It's going to recover. It's everything comes down, comes up. What do you see in terms of the careers in the future? Would not develop any new jobs, like, I don't know, spaceship, you know what I mean, the flight attendant, or I don't know, Darren and I are fixing the, I don't know, the space station or something like that. Because I'm hearing all the time, I'm reading on LinkedIn, there is a lot of the tips and advice, but, you know I mean, there's a prospects of new jobs developing for generation G, X, Y, Z, what's it called this?
I'm lost them too.
What's the generation we are? But all this new generation, I was going to say, my midget, you know, 17 years old, and he's going to study, obviously, something else, medicine, and he wants to be research and, you know, want to save the people. But, you know, he knows what's going to do it. But the thing is there any new jobs coming in the future? We don't know the ordinary people, but you know.
Yeah, so that's actually a very good question, and you put me on the back foot slightly with that one. So there's always the mainstay jobs. There's some jobs that just will not go away, like a funeral director. We're all going to pass, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're planning, there's a lot of jobs that amalgamate and the title changes. So a project manager now is doing what a construction manager used to do, just randomly out there, you know, and they amalgamate as business changes, it evolves, it gets more efficient, and you realize that this person can also do this because they're kind of doing that anyway. And then all of a sudden, 10 years down the line, one of those jobs has disappeared, and that new job has a different title. So that's always ongoing. But I think what you're talking there more is about pathways and planning. So if you're entering, you're leaving school, you really need to have some sort of idea where you're going, and you pick a rising tide, same as you do in business.
Yeah.
So, you pick something that's going in, not coming out. And you need to do your research there. Unfortunately, I don't have the crystal ball, but we can read, we can do the podcast and social media and everything that you talk about there. We can research and we can see, okay, well, technology's going this way. This is disappearing. You know, our car's all going to be electric in 10 years. You know, so should I buy a petrol station? We work around that.
Tom, it's truly privileged and truly, you know, and we are honored having you in the studio. We take a short break. To all our listeners, learning something about Black Box. Please tune in tonight after 5 p.m. There's going to be an entire interview with Tom Hitchcock from Purple Patch Consulting. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take a short break. Darren, now?
Indeed.
Some music. Thank you for listening.
Alive 90.5.
hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5. Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on. But it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide two meals to people in need. Visit ozharvest.org. Thought for food.
24 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
Thank you to all listeners and sponsors of this great radio station, Alive 90.5 FM. To all listeners, please join us on our website, alive905.com.au. Press the button stream now, and you can come on Facebook if you like to see video. Our guest in studio, Tom Hitchcock, who is sharing with us past hour and 25 minutes in the studio and talking about recruitment, but not recruitment. He is the mentor, and his company as well do the sales coaching. Now, this is sounds to me, you know, I mean, like we're going to some type of catwalk. You know, I mean, first we have the winter clothing, we have the spring, summer. Now, what are we missing? Autumn, whatever it is. It looks like a catwalk. Your business is. Am I said this properly?
I think you've picked on something there. You got some inside information.
Well, Victoria, thank you very much for the supplying Darren and myself in his studio with all this info. Yeah, the catwalk. It's something related to a business called the catwalk. Is it a fashion parade? Or?
So this is actually a really nice new product, which we hope to launch by now, but COVID's pulled that back just because of meeting people face to face.
Yes.
We've got a fashion designer, catwalk model, who's come in to work with us to train people in the corporate world, catwalk confidence.
Sorry. I just blurb it. Catwalk
confidence.
Okay, ooh, that's a new one. Please.
It's fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hitchcock from the Purple Patch Consulting talks about catwalk with confidence in his company, and misunderstood. Somebody come from fashion industry to teach people how to.
Exactly. So that's what they do anyway. They teach people to be ultimately supermodels, if you like. And there's a whole load to it. So your body language, how you breathe, how you stand, how you ooze confidence. And this is very important in business and in the corporate world. So you want to walk in to a board meeting and so forth with a certain aura about yourself. Now, this is what he does it for the fashion industry. We've adopted it, shall I say, for the business world. Okay, so we're putting out all the transferable skills from that and we're splicing it together.
So Mario, you and I
can't
we speak well,
yes,
because that's radio.
Oh, we look good as well.
Well, we look good, but we got to look better and have poise on that.
We
always catwalk,
we always can
put it with our great voice. We can take the world on, yeah. Make it 5 million listeners. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hitchcock, he's offering the product called Catwalk, and it's an unusual approach. Why is that? What possessed you to utilize a fashion a professional to teach the people who goes into, you know, new jobs roles to learn how to walk and talk with confidence?
Well, there's lots of different courses that people go off, where people are standing there with a whiteboard being dictated to, and let's do some sort of activities, have some fun. And sometimes the fun is just sort of a bit bonding, but there's not many other takeaways. This amalgamates both of those together. So there's loads of takeaways, lots of fun, and it upskills the business through the individuals. No one's doing it. I was talking about USPs earlier. Yeah. This is another USB, and we can't wait to do this.
Because you know what I'm saying, Darren, in this one, you know, building somebody who comes from professional world, you know, just let's go say version 2.0, right? Equally, you learn this, you get a job, but you represent a company. So the company hired in your candidate through the catwalk, you know what I mean, the process, it's going to benefit very highly because it's bringing new skills and it's going to represent company. Like Darren and I, what's the song? I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Well, I'm just thinking you gave a great tagline. Well, you said version 2.0, so this is USP 2.0 for Tom.
Because, it just strike me, you know, because I never heard, and this is what this life it is about innovations.
Yes.
You see, always Darren and I, when we talk, with the individuals and the group of the people, there's the people who love the certainty and security. And I always say, you can go work in a burger joint, you know what I mean? You get the job, you have $20 per hour, you have your security. But inventing something new like this, what did somebody try to stop you to do this?
With anything new, it's always going to have its doubters.
Okay.
We translate that into motivation that makes us want us more eager to make.
How are you dealing with the haters? How are you dealing with the haters? I'll tell you how I deal with the haters. I just flex my muscles, man. You know what I mean? It's like I'm big, I'm strong, I'm hot. No, it sounds like the guy from the movie. No, we all have the people who doesn't. People like us, people dislike us. And, for our audience to give the tip, how would you suggest to somebody deal with the haters, trolls, bullies?
For me, you could only talk about personal experience. I genuinely do channel that energy and make it a positive. I can't wait to say three little words, I told you so. Once it's a success, it's another motivator to make sure that happens. Okay, so I just make it a positive. Almost argue the more people that doubt it or hate it, the better.
Darren, what do you think about this? Three words, I told you. I told you so. No, I told you so. That's the four words. Am I confused now?
Four
I told
words,
you.
I told you so.
There are four words here. Because, in a business, every innovation, find the people, scary. People doesn't love new stuff. They're always afraid. They're always going to be afraid, But once they're successful, everybody tries to embrace this. But ladies and gentlemen, with us in studio, Tom Hitchcock, you don't want to miss this interview today. Please join us on live905.com.au on the Business Insights. It's going to be a podcast with Tom Hitchcock. You're really going to enjoy this one. Apart from empowering you, new products, and you're going to love it. Thank you for listening. Live 90.5. Take a short break. Come back after this. Darren, take it over.
Alive 90.5. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it, long as I know I've got
For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
Market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit Real Property Buyers .com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfineneedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
25 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners to Alive 90.5, the greatest radio station on the planet, and this awesome business radio talk show. Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Darren and I are truly privileged to have in studio today Tom Hitchcock. So Tom, before we continue, another question. You know, you told us at the beginning your relative to the Alfred Hitchcock. Share with us.
So when I was a young boy growing up, as you know, in Essex.
Yeah, we know all this. Thank you, Victoria, again.
My teachers used to call me Alfred all the time, and I had no idea why. And obviously one day I said to my science teacher, Mr. Lister, I said, why are you calling me Alfred? I said, well, he's famous, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
So then I went back and I actually spoke to my grandmother at the time and I said, listen, who's this Alfred Hitchcock? Yeah. And she said, oh, he's a very famous movie producer and that. And she goes, you're related. So really, and my parents were divorced, as you know, previously. So on your dad's side, it's da-da-da-da-da. And he's local. He's from Essex, from Leytonstone. And it isn't that common a name either. And she explains the relation. It is distant, don't get me wrong. But there is a direct relation there as well.
Because Hitchcock is not very often seen in American here in Australia.
No, as Tom was saying, not very popular at all. So...
Well, it's a good one, you know. I mean, maybe some inheritance we can get from the Alfred. Who knows? You know, I mean, when they hear these ones.
But I was going to say the men in mystery, Hitchcock's from Essex.
So we learned that he's a relative to Alfred Hitchcock. We know that he runs a very successful business, and he offers a catwalk. This is not a product. This is like a service to the everybody who is looking at employment to walk and talk with a professional way and. Can you give us again back what else is involved?
So it's all about carrying yourself correctly and oozing confidence, and it also delivers presenting skills as well. So when you walk in for an interview, you own the room, you know, as best as you can too. So it's all about getting the best version of yourself out, which is the same as your CV as well.
Yeah, but did you ever consider that your successes and what you're doing for other clients and for your peers and employees to put in a book? Did you ever consider to put all this in your book, what you've done or you're doing or what you're planning to do?
Okay.
Particularly about sales.
Yeah, so it's interesting you say that because we are in the process of writing our book now.
Oh, okay, that's okay. A new one, yeah.
There's a couple of very good contributors which are working on this with me. Mm-hmm. It's related to sales, so the book is about sales. What I'm trying to achieve is twofold. One part is to make sure sales is accessible to everybody because we all sell without realizing it. It doesn't have to be attached to a job. We're doing it day to day when we're trying to make or meet new people and we want them to like us. Yes. And to work with us, you know. We're selling without realizing it. So to make sure it's not pigeonholed and alienated and ostracized, it's something for everybody and we can mm-hmm. enhance that. Mm-hmm. And the second part is I'm having a stab at what the next sales model will be. It's quite contested. There's a few options out at the moment which are not rock solid. I believe that I've got the right model, and that's what I'm publishing a book for. So it'd be very nice if I got to coin it.
Look, I'm not a professional recruiter, but if somebody says to me, I believe, that's a good selling point. Yes, Darren?
I was just thinking maybe we can offer a date with Tom. But Victoria may not like it.
Victoria will not like it whatsoever, but maybe we can find some song Victoria, she'll like it.
Well, maybe.
Maybe we can find that one. But Tom, you know, on that note, you know, doing the book, it's a big, big, big project as well. Mm-hmm. And you have all the other authors, which is put even more strain on you to be delivered the way you want. Now, Darren and I was, you know, talking about this positive thinking, you know what I mean, empowering people. And, you know, I'm the big fan of the listening to many deep voices there about, you know, smashing and using the, you know, the words which I'm using privately. But there is some type of, how would you call this, like a mystery going in this arena of the social media and the guru saying, everybody should wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, start the day and conquer the day. Would you agree with that one?
No. That's my short answer.
I agree with you.
That's coming from someone who's not a morning person. The problem I've got with that sentence is everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're all completely individual. We've all got different strengths and weaknesses. Some, you know, the people that get up very early need to go to bed a bit earlier, you know. You still get the same productivity, we just do a different shift.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a morning person, but I do make the most of my time right up until I'm not functional or my time diverts into other things. Okay. For me personally, and I do advocate this as best I can do, is I really believe in waking up naturally. You know, an alarm is a horrible way to start your day. If you wake up naturally, it's on your terms and you set up your day accordingly, you know. Don't get me wrong, I do have very early mornings if it's a necessity and there's appointments and certain things I need to keep. Absolutely adhere to that and I've got no problem with that. But I'm not going to force myself up outside of my natural cycle because that's the way I'm told that he's successful in business.
You see, the reason why I'm asking this to you, and this is why I like doing the radio show with Darren. Darren and I say, I can't stress enough, we hear the many stories, and the very powerful stories, unsung business heroes like yourself. You don't have the Hollywood glitter, the stars behind you, and I mean the crew who is recording you like 24/7 and, you know, walking to the fire, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, reality check comes from the people who works day to day, who doesn't have that Hollywood glam like yourself. And, you know, we're not in privy, Darren and I, to say what you can watch, what you can't watch, we can hear not, so we can relate the stories back to us as two individuals, to you. And, you know, I mean, I'm hearing this 4 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, everybody should wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, but it doesn't make a sense, right? It doesn't make a sense for one simple reason. When I was in military, and it was a 10 years of the most stressful of my life, and I do remember on some of the classes or teachings, and wars usually start between 3 to 5 o'clock in the morning. And you can check, you know, every war starts because that body clock, it sleeps then, and it's a shock and all, right? And so you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and do what, you know what I mean? Everybody sleeps around you, you know what I mean? What are you doing? You're like typing the book, you know, sleeping, you know what I mean? So this is why I strongly suggest everybody to talk to Tom Hitchcock, because he has experience and he's somebody who's very successful. He knows what he talks about. But Darren and I, should we take that catwalk to the break? Or like,
yes, that's what we'll do. We'll do catwalks in the break and come back.
Yeah, Victoria, we're going to wait for your song. We're going to return to Tommy One Piece, don't you worry. You're listening along 90.5 FM Business Insights with Darren and Mario. And to all of you, dear listeners, this interview, which you can hear quite a lot and learn a lot from Tom Hitchcock, please come on our website, align905.com.au, and then you can hear that interview later on after 5 p.m.
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion.
Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
You're listening to the sound of Alive
90.5. 30 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And I'd like to say, first of all, and most foremost, thank you, Victoria Hitchcock, for the sharing the details. We need to know where the man of mystery was born in Essex, so we know that's related to the Alfred Hitchcock. I'd like to say as well, thank you to all listeners online, 90.5 FM, the greatest radio station on the planet, and the most desirable, most famous business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And our privilege is to have today in the studio great guest Tom Hitchcock, the man of the mystery, coming from UK, flying around the world, establishing many businesses, working across the corporate world. And then one day he decided to run his own business, facing obstacles, problems, issues, you know, like everybody else from us. He still found the time, and you know, in the COVID situation, he's redeveloped, reinvented some things, which I'm strongly advising you to visit his website, which we're going to mention a little bit later. But before we have the his announcement of his website, I like this sound, Darren. It's just changing. You know, I mean, it's beautiful. It's like, you know, I mean, this is when you have a producer and the best friend, Darren Caps Davis. The sound's changing, but my voice become more sexier and better. I like to share competition part, which we announced it. Now, I like to share this with you, but I have no idea how to pronounce or read this riddle, so I leave this to my partner in crime, Darren Caps Davis, and Tim Hitchcock to share with our listeners. So, everybody who wins 14 days Bora Bora, first class, next weekend, need to fly.
Well, we've got insider knowledge here, so aren't we going to win, Mario? We're off to Bora Bora.
That's what to share. We got the first prize. So, Darren Caps Davis, reading the riddle competition on behalf of...
I don't know if I can read it, but I've got some information in front of me here, provided by Tom Hitchcock of Purple Patch Consulting, The Science of Recruitment. And being the engineer I am, I'm trying to decipher it. And on the left-hand side of the equation, it's RSL. And on the right, it starts with 1 plus 1 plus 1 dot 10 minus 1. Oh, sine 110, sine, cosine, tangents. No, my goodness, I can't work this out. Tom, what is this riddle about? And if someone solves it, can they win something?
Absolutely. So the time is impeccable. As of from next week, we're starting the campaign. And basically, the science of recruitment relates to that equation. Nobody knows the answer apart from myself. You can try Victoria, but she's not going to tell you that one because she doesn't know. And it relates to the whole business. Now, the prizes that we're running, if you can crack that code, Darren, okay, we will give you a placement from our services up to the value of $40,000. If we do have runners up prizes, because it's not quite that easy to crack, the second prize is for the best runner up, the closest to it. Okay, so a good guess, but not quite. And that prize is $20,000 of one placement. And the final prize, third prize, is the most humorous guess. And that one will give you $10,000
of placement.
I like
the idea
of
the most humorous guess. We're going to put some details on the podcast, and we can put the details there. But without saying too much more, are there any clues in Essex?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
I thought we'd go for a visit, but we can't travel at the moment, can we?
I'm hoping that Victoria, she's listening to this, Victoria. Darren and I, just between all of us, and I mean, not 2.9 million listeners this moment, just share with us that riddle, and we shared the half price with you, so $40,000, that's going to be a good one. So, you know, we discovered that you like a more Marmite than the Vegemite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very grateful, but, you know, I don't like your answer, because I don't like it either, Darren as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you keep yourself sane and fit during the COVID?
So I like to box. That's my thing. I've done some charity fights. I've done amateur fights here in Australia. That's probably my exercise. Always clears the mind, but boxing especially is probably one of the better ways to de-stress yourself. So that's my thing to keep yourself going. Now obviously the gyms are closed and what have you, so you have to be a lot more disciplined with yourself and be a bit more creative in ways to keep yourself tip top. But that would, you know, 9 times out of 10 be what I would do.
You just pick up the sport which I love the most. You know, I mean, that's unbelievable. I didn't know this, huh?
Yeah, boxing.
Yeah, it's boxing. I think that might coach.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's way. I really like it, this one. So, Tom, look, before we conclude our show, I like to spell the name and surname of your business, but I really leave this to Darren because it's on English, and my English is not such a good betterer from yours.
Well, we've been speaking with Alfred Hitchcock. I know, sorry. It is.
Yes,
Thomas.
No, Thomas.
Tom Hitchcock, and he is the managing director of Purple Patch Consulting. Now, remember, there is the science of a recruitment puzzle to solve for some great.
Which is going to be on our Facebook.
We'll put it on our podcast so you can get all the details because it's too hard to read out on air.
$40,000 worth of package.
And well, that is a good prize, no doubt. So, Tom, how can people reach you?
So I'm actually very open to connections, full stop. So I have people contact me all the time. LinkedIn, I'm very active there. Okay,
we love LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's a great tool, and I do reply as soon as I can do. And depending on what the request is, I action it as best I can do as well. But also for the website, you know, there's lots of information there where you can contact
me. Can you spell the website? Because you don't want Mario Becker to spell the website. Otherwise, he's going to be directed to the who knows where. I mean, Victoria Police or something like this.
I thought Darren was going to spell this one.
Well, it is www.purplepatchconsulting.com.
Fantastic.
Nice, simple, easy to remember.
Simple, easy. Remember, the science of recruitment, Purple Patch Consulting.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to our guest today, Tom Hitchcock, for being today with us in studio from Purple Patch Consulting. Please join us today on our website, line905.com.au, under the podcast Business Insights with Darren and Mario. After 5, 6 p.m., that's going to be an entire interview, two parts, and you're going to love this one because Tom, he brings his extensive knowledge, experience, and of course, he's going to empower his tips and advice and insights. Tom, thank you for being our guest today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you want to say somebody? You want to say somebody hello, or you know what I mean? Are you coming?
Victoria's had enough attention today.
Victoria's gonna block us all now. Take it to our listeners on Line 90.5. Darren, take it over.
Alive 90.5.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Tell me how much. hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Despite weeks of tensions over hard domestic border closures, the Prime Minister says states and territories are committed to working together. After National Cabinet met